For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lydia Passholt, a sophomore forward from Chanhassen, Minnesota. And Lydia, I'm going to take you back to a couple weekends ago where you had a big game against Minnesota Duluth. Two goals right away in that first period, both are rebound goals. First of all, how good did it feel to get on the scoreboard for yourself?
You know, it felt great. I think with my line working as hard as we did, we got the goals that we needed and to push us to win that game. I think it helped us get that win over Duluth with Ellie's goal also. And I think it just helped us tremendously during the game.
And then secondly, you were awarded WCHA Forward of the Week, your very first league honor. What did that mean to you?
You know, some tears were drawn for sure. I was very excited. You know, it just kind of melted my heart, and my mom and dad congratulated me, and that's one thing that just made me feel so great, is knowing that putting in some hard work and shooting pucks and skating and everything that I do off ice, it was a dream come true, honestly, so.
Well, you're still a sophomore. You got lots of time left ahead of you. And you faced some adversity health-wise in that first half. Of course, as I mentioned, getting on the scoreboard finally. Now that you've gotten that scoring behind you, how much confidence does that give you going into the rest of the season?
You know, it really helped confidence-wise. I think I got the confidence boost that I needed, and I think it really, really made me happy, and I think it will, I will keep being confident throughout the year, and I think just to help me, it helped me a lot, so.
All right, last weekend your team participated in Hockey Day Minnesota. You're from Chanhassen, Minnesota, and what does that mean to you to have been able to be part of Hockey Day Minnesota as a Minnesotan?
You know, it was, again, that is a dream come true when you were little and you watched games in Hockey Day Minnesota, and you just always dreamed to be on that TV, on the ice, participating in that. And I also got to play against two of my former teammates, Sophia Poynar and Megan Hinsey from Chanhassen, and that was awesome. Sophia is like a sister to me, and Megan is like an older sister to both of us. So it was super great, and how many fans that came out. Thank you for coming out also, and it was just a dream come true.
Okay, I saw a video that was shot by AJ from Lakeland TV of you and Sophia Poynar, and it made me smile, first of all. How special was it, and what exactly did you say to her when you went and out and hugged her during warmups?
I jumped in the air and I said, OMG, it's you. How are you doing? And I was so excited. And it was just great because, like I said, me and her are sisters and we just love it. And I said, so what do you think? Did we do a good job? And she just laughed and said, this is great. I'm so excited. And I said, I'm so excited to play against you. This is amazing. And she said, same. And then she said, we'll see you next weekend too. And I said, you bet.
Okay, so you get to play at Mankato this coming weekend. Much different circumstances. You won't be out in the cold. And big 6 points on the line this coming weekend. How much do you take from last weekend, or is that just kind of a novelty game? Do you look back on your first series against Mankato instead of last weekend going into this weekend? Because this is more important, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to kind of put Hockey Day Minnesota's game in the past. You live and you learn from that one. And then you move on. And we just got to focus. We got to dial in for this game. And I think we'll have a good chance. We'll get those 6 points if we really focus and put in our hard work and just be a team during this weekend and figure it out from there.
Lydia, it's been a blast visiting with you. Enjoy the rest of your season. And again, congratulations on being part of Hockey Day Minnesota.
Yes, thank you so much.